Scott Frost, after leading Central Florida to an undefeated season in 2017 and a Peach Bowl victory over the Auburn Tigers, Scott Frost says, yes, I will go home. And can you imagine the pressure that was on him mm-hmm. to take that job? And let's be frank, last year, Scott Frost could have picked any job that was open, and it would have been his. As a matter of fact, there are probably some jobs that weren't open. If he had called them and said, hey, I'd like to come coach there, they would have fired their guy. But anyway, he's back home in Lincoln, national championship quarterback there. Now, in your first year as head coach in the Big Ten at your alma mater, he's not playing the same schedule that he played at Central Florida. He's got to go on the road to Ann Arbor, Michigan. He's got to go on the road to Madison, Wisconsin. He's got to go on the road to Columbus, Ohio. And, oh, by the way, go play Iowa at Kinnick Stadium on a Friday night and go into that pink and go into that pink locker room, you know. So, yeah. Listen. It's a tall order for Scott Frost in his first year at Nebraska. And Nebraska's talent level, it's not near what it has been in the past.
No, it isn't. And talking about Kinnick Stadium, remember, Kinnick Stadium and that Iowa team, that's the reason Ohio State didn't get in, because they throttled Ohio State, and Ohio State didn't try to keep it close. And that's a tough – I mean, you go back – 20 years, Coach, I'm not telling you anything you don't know, but that's a really tough place to play, especially at night, even if you're more talented than Iowa. And look, as you said, there's a lot of pressure on Scott Frost, and a whole lot of it is expected of him from Husker Nation. That schedule you mentioned is absolutely brutal. Let's go back to a timeline you and I often revisit. After Tom Osborne, it was Frank Solich, and you and I have been accused of being the chairman of his fan club. Mm-hmm. But Solich, he won a Big 12 title. He played in a BCS title game. They got rid of him, I think averaging 10 wins a game. Then it was Bill Callahan, which was one of the worst disasters ever, worst hires ever for a traditional college football power. Then it was Pelini and Mike Riley. Now they've hired the quarterback that led them to a national title in 97. But Frost has to deal with that Big Ten schedule. And the other thing that some people, they mentioned it early on, but he's going to implement his warp speed, you know, supersonic offense. And he's got players there that haven't done it before.
Not only they haven't done it before, I don't know if they have the talent to do it, to be quite frank with you. And again, a lot of positivity coming out of Lincoln, Nebraska right now. That's just the way that Scott Frost coaches. He's not one of these coaches that that coaches with fear as a motivator. He is all about taking risk. You know, look, guys, go out, try things. I'm not going to jump on you when you make a mistake. That's all well and good when you have talent. But a lot of times when you don't have talent, you know, mistakes will get you beat when you do have talent. But most all the time when you don't have talent, mistakes are going to get you beat. So he's going to have a balancing act this year. He's got to be able to kind of pull the reins in when he needs to give the Cornhuskers a chance to win games, especially keep it close, have a chance to win late, maybe get a turnover, a late score, and you win, while at the same time instilling confidence in the guys that are there. Because, I mean, you know, you and I talked about this last year. Under Mike Riley, Nebraska just did not play with a lot of confidence. It seemed like instead of finding a way to win, they were going to find a way to lose.
Yeah, they didn't have an identity, and if they did, it wasn't, you know, it wasn't very good. But they, you're right, they didn't show confidence, and we've talked many times. Mike Riley's a good guy to have come in and right the ship, but he's not going to bring you to national prominence, and that's where Nebraska expects to be.